Now, the rest of the story. During our last visit, we were talking about the once upon a time during the Second World War on the continent of Europe when there was an army of ghosts, the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops, who were not actually fighting troops at all, but rather an army of life-sized rubber inflatable tanks and inflatable trucks and planes and guns and soldiers, a phony force made to look real with harmless flash canisters, made to sound real with fake radio traffic and amplified recordings of real war. The Mission Impossible type masterminds behind this brilliant deception, I want you to meet. The 23rd Headquarters Special Troops, the little army that wasn't there, for almost a year from the middle of 1944 through 1945, were 82 officers and more than 1,000 enlisted men. They were pretending to be army divisions, and their impressive impersonations, replete with fireworks and stage sets and sound effects, kept the Germans confused and pinned down, and eventually so powerfully intimidated that they gave up the city of Brest. The 23rd was comprised of four smaller outfits, a couple of signal companies, an expert in radio counterintelligence, another in a fledgling field called sonic deception. There was a company of combat soldiers responsible for the security of the entire division. But the hinge pin of the operation, the masters of illusion, whose magic drove the German army to distraction, they were the 603rd Engineer Camouflage Battalion. It was the 603rd Engineers who commanded the Phantoms, who confounded the Nazis. They were the artists, and for nearly a year, the hedgerows and the forests of northern Europe were their canvas. In daytime, they would travel back and forth continuously through a certain territory, constantly switching the patches on their uniforms to appear like different soldiers. To enemy aerial reconnaissance, the 1,000 or so troops seemed a force of 15,000, and the effect was enhanced by a great crew of lifelike, uniformed dummies. Since this rubber hardware was inflated and positioned in the dark, there was constant concern over possible misplacement. One September morning near the Luxembourg border, the engineers awakened to find a lead tank facing the wrong way. Its gun barrel was aimed at its own army. Hurrying to correct the situation before being observed by the enemy, four engineers lifted the air-filled fake tank at its four points and turned it around. The maneuver was seen by nobody, except for two Frenchmen who were riding their bicycles through the countryside that morning and who promptly, upon witnessing the astonishing demonstration, fainted. Then one day the war was over and the 603rd Engineer Camouflage Battalion came home. But the world had not yet heard the last of these military magicians. Among their numbers was George Diestel, who became a famous Hollywood set designer. Ellsworth Kelly, an artist recognized as originator of hard-edge painting. Some of his work now hangs in the Museum of Modern Art. Renowned photographer Art Kane, distinguished illustrator Arthur Shillstone, beloved bird painter Arthur Singer, and one more. A young fellow who hoped to set himself up in business someday as a fashion designer. That's right. The soldier co-creator of the Allies' magnificent, now you see it, now you don't, unarmed, armed forces. The haberdasher of inflatable soldiers turned couturier, and couturier to some of the first ladies of the United States, for his name was Bill Blass. And now you know the rest of the story.